This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
I have some really powerful people in my past. You know, I think we all do, but it's from my childhood. I've always wanted to know from where I came.
That's Regina Carter talking about the inspiration for her album Southern Comfort on a visit to the KNKX studios in 2014. Born in Detroit, Michigan, Carter came into the jazz spotlight in the late 80s and has since become the premier improviser on violin. On that visit to KNKX, Carter had just released the album featuring fresh arrangements of traditional tunes going back a century or more. Regina Carter at the KNKX studios in 2014 with a tasty tune called Cornbread Crumbled in Gravy, featuring guitarist Marvin Sewell and bassist Jesse Murphy. Her Southern Comfort album explores her family roots in America.
I wanted to really dig into my father's side, and I knew that my grandfather was born in Alabama in 1893, and he was a coal miner in Bradford, Alabama. He married my grandmother, Kate, and they had 14 children, my father being the oldest. So I started looking into music that would have been recorded during that period and found some really amazing jewels.
That's the traditional Appalachian tune Miner's Child from the Regina Carter Trio in the KNKX studios. She told us that melodies from these old songs are very familiar. Audience from all over the U.S. and even Europe would tell her that they'd heard these melodies somewhere before.
And especially out of the Appalachia area, because you had the Scots, the Irish, Native Americans, the African Americans, and there's this hodgepodge of sound that they're recognizable for a lot of people, and that we really are connected as a planet more than we think we are.
Regina Carter did a lot of research, digging into early American field recordings from ethnomusicologist Alan Lomax and others to find songs that made historical connections for her.
The field recordings that I heard were mostly vocalists, and I tend to always gravitate towards the vocalists, and these were just solo voices that I would hear, and then I had very good friends of mine, great musicians, do arrangements on these tunes for me and the band.
That's Regina Carter with her trio at KNKX playing her arrangement of I'm Going Home, inspired by a field recording that she refers to as the Call to Prayer song. Carter says she's found strength in the study of her family tree.
I know that on my mother's side, my grandmother graduated from Morris Brown University with a degree in pedagogy in 1915, which was rare for an African-American woman. So that gives me strength when I know what she had to go through in order for me to have the opportunities that I have today. So it helps me not to take things for granted. And when I feel like I want to be lazy about something, I just remember what they had to go through. And it's like, get up and get to getting.
Regina Carter, reviving traditional songs with the help of her ancestors. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.